Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Chef Rob Show. Tonight I got a new twist. I won't be doing any recipe readings tonight. I feel that it's something that takes a lot of precedent and it's of an urgent nature. And basically so we can go ahead and save our children and do something for us as a group and as a people. Tonight I'll be interviewing, and this is going to be a regular segment. We're going to try and go ahead and pursue this and try to do this several times, schedule permitting. I have Brother Rashid Akbar, Chaplain Rashid Akbar, on the line. Brother, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'd like for you to go ahead and just get straight into it. You know, give a little bit of your background and what you intend to do with the National Arts Initiative. That's the group you represent, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so go ahead and explain it and what your plan is.
Okay, first of all, Rob, I'd like to thank you so very much for hosting the show and having me on the show. As we talk about the National Arts Initiative, and what is the National Arts Initiative? The National Arts Initiative was created to utilize the performing arts as a catalyst to address issues facing our community. Now, if we just stop to think how important is the arts in the world, especially when you look at a lot of the schools and the cutbacks in the government funding, one of the first programs to be cut in a lot of the school systems is the arts program. So let's talk about why are the arts important to human beings today? Seems like a great question, huh? More and more schools are asking this question, too. And they're pointing to the arts for simple budget cuts in order to spread the budget around. That's the way they're looking at this thing across the country. The arts are incredibly important for all students and human beings. First of all, the arts includes all sorts of creative expression. Without a creative outlet, humans become resentful and irritable. And that's all the time you see our children acting out in school, a lot of the problems that we're having in that facet. See, the arts of all kinds provide beauty in our world. So without beauty, there is no pleasure. Without pleasure, there is only discontent and anger. And the average person, you can just brush up against them. They're full with anger. So the arts have a way of allowing us to release a lot of those pressures and the feelings we have inside. So without arts programs in elementary, secondary, and post-secondary schools, how will the students discover their talents? Many students don't find that niche or the thing they are best in life unless given an opportunity to explore different outlets. The arts encourage problem solving. It's great for brain development. Also, the arts provides us with a what? Aesthetic quality. Imagine how great our world would be if not for the beauty of the Monet painting, the Beethoven symphony, the August Wilson plays. Taking time to appreciate this beauty is what makes us human. And that's very important quality to hang on to, especially in these days of budget cuts and technological innovations. So the National Arts was put together to address a lot of these things. Now we're going to be working in the northwest suburb, the Elgin and the Kane County area. And one of the things we're targeting is our music summer camp. That's going to be a lot of tension in society this summer with our children. The crime rate is astronomical. Jails are being filled up all across the country. Nobody can deny this fact. So we, as you say, Rob, we're calling it a state of an emergency. Because I'm the chaplain for the Department of Corrections, been doing that over 30 years, I've had a chance to counsel most of all the known gang leaders in the state of Illinois. And so I'm trying to share back my 40 years of service and almost 50 years of a community activist, sharing it back to the Kane County area, how we can address some of the growing gang problems in Elgin and all the surrounding suburb areas, because those problems are going to come to this area. Right now, it's not at the astronomical rate that's in the city of Chicago, New York, or L.A., but it's going to come that way if we don't put some preventive measures out there to stop that. So on Mother's Day, we wanted to do twofold. We want to say thank you to mothers. We want to say thank you to our teachers. Teachers are being laid off for mayor, but there was an article in the day's paper for Mr. Huberman, the superintendent of schools in Chicago, and the superintendent Torres in Elgin were talking about asking the government, you know, to make sure they try to expedite those stimulus funds to address some of the issues. But at the meanwhile, parents and concerned citizens are going to have to step up to the plate to address these things. We just can't let our children fall by the wayside because the stimulus money didn't come down the pipeline. The responsibility of our children is not Barack Obama's. It's not the mayor out of wherever the mayor be in within the city. It's not the superintendent of the school. But a lot of times people will see them as the enemy. But they don't print no money. They're not controlling the stimulus money. They're waiting on the stimulus money just like the teachers and everybody else is waiting. But so it'll be easy to attack the superintendent. It'll be easy to attack the mayor. But they're not really the problem. The problem is on a higher level. From a religious point of view, the Bible says there'll be wickedness in high places. So we got to understand that this wickedness and things that are happening ain't necessarily their fault. So we want to say thank you to the superintendent. We want to say thank you to the mayor. We want to say thank you to our school teachers. Because it's Mother's Day, we decided to award female teachers and principals on that day. And that's going to be at Judson College on May 8th, Saturday at 3:30. And we hope all the community will come out. Our teachers need to know that they have done a magnificent job. Some may have received a pink slip, but not all. That'll be a combination of both. Some are still working. We have Reverend Edmonds from Second Baptist Church will be our keynote speaker. Clayton Muhammad from the District 131 Department of Director of Public Relations will also be speaking. We just did a wonderful collaboration with Robert Renterio. Robert Renterio is a wonderful man, has a wonderful book, From the Barrows to the Boardroom. And he has a curriculum with that aids in getting children out of gangs, off of drugs, and I'm so thankful to God for that relationship. And so I'm thankful for all over the last few weeks that we've been meeting, that all the people have joined us to give their time and their energy in trying to stop the violence, save the children. That's our responsibility. So from the bottom of my heart and all those of the National Arts, the Beauty Unique Ministry and Parents for Change, we would like to say thank you to all the new people who have been coming on, and we're looking for this to grow and to become a great, great thing. We're going to be networking for every aspect of the city. We're going to meet with the mayor, which we have. We're going to meet with the police department, which we have. We're going to be meeting with elected officials, school teachers, every minister out here. This is truly way bigger than the National Arts. This is going to take a collective effort on everybody's part. And this is not a U46 alone event. We're acknowledging teachers in District 300, District 131, District 301, along with U46. Because a lot of times people might hear say, oh, you know, the district, we're doing the summer camp for District U46. But we didn't talk about that district geographically. Not just for the public school system, U46. We're awarding all our teachers and saying thank you to the parents. See, there's a thing that all parents are dysfunctional, especially in the inner cities. Everybody's on crack. Everybody's not managing their affairs that they should. People are doing the best they can under the circumstances. And there are a lot of parents that's doing wonderful work. There are more children that's doing positive things in the world than it is negative. But because we get all our information from the media, it seems to be that every child is gang affiliated, every child is on drugs, selling crack, and that's not a reality. It's way more children doing positive things than it is doing negative things. So we want to say thank you to all the ministers, thank you to all the teachers, thank you to all the programs that are providing outlets for children and families to be successful. And all the thing we're trying to do is network everybody together. Because if we stand together, we can do anything. The Bible says God gave us dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowls of the air, and every single thing that creepeth upon the face of the earth. Now, if we got all dominion, how did the people with all power, number now, become powerless to say we can't stop crack selling, we can't stop our children from being dysfunctional? So we got to really look at that. And one of the things we want to look at in our program is also bringing our senior citizens to the table. That's mountains and mountains of wisdom nobody's tapping into that we had the opportunity, Rob and myself and maybe others who are of age on the phone. We had that opportunity to have our grandmamas around the house. You know, we heard there wasn't a lot of senior citizens home because the seniors was in the house. Because the seniors was in the house, there was wisdom in the house, there was morality in the house. And as seniors have been placed in senior citizen homes, what we find out is that we lost a lot of that wisdom and a lot of that morality, that moral teaching. So I don't know, maybe some people on the line may have a question they'd like to answer me if they're the one, and you might want to explain to them how they have to go about to get on live online to ask me a question.
Okay. So you say you're ready to yield some questions?
Yes.
All right, let's take the first caller. It's 216. Your line is open. State your name, where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm coming up to Chicago and Elgin to join you. I understand.
What's your name? Hold on.
This is Mr. Bawabin. One thing about the program and dealing with the performing arts, you will create children that will create the beauty that God gave them within, and they will become more entrepreneurs and business people, more so than being getting a job for minimum wages and what have you. So this is one thing I do like about what the company is doing. It will enlighten the children, and it will bring the beauty out of the children. And this is what the system don't want. And like Chaplain Akbar said, is the fact that this is an opportunity for the youth, and it takes the whole entire village to make this happen, because it's about the babies. As the old saying, what about the babies? Do we really care? I thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments. Okay. We have a local call. 847-345. There's two of them. State your name and give your question. Hello? 847-345. Okay. Just hold on for a minute. I'll leave your line open. I know this number. Oh, Brother Ngozi, you're on the line. How you doing? Hello? All right. Okay, we're saying
Rob, you may need to explain them what they hit. I think if I'm not mistaken, they have to click one first, correct?
No. I can just open their lines. That's okay. I got that.
Okay.
Okay, that's the 773 number, 410. Hello, state your name, where are you calling from, and you have a question or comment? Okay, I'll leave that on. The next one I'll open up. Another 847. 345. Oh, how you doing? Welcome to the Chef Rob Show. We're with the Chaplain Rashid Akbar, who's with the Arts Initiative. You have a comment? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. How you doing?
Hi. My name is Glenn McHenry, and I'm just calling in to just say that I commend the chaplain on what he's doing, and I am 100% behind him and anything that I could possibly do to make things go forward. Well, then I'm there in any manner that I possibly can, because what he's doing and what he's saying is very, very vital to changing the conditions of our youth. And our youth definitely need some assistance, much more than they're getting in school on a day-to-day basis. We as individuals and as adults, we need to get out there. We need to make sure that they have something positive to look forward to and something positive to look up to. And the only way we can do that is actually be in contact with them on a one-on-one basis. That's pretty much all I have to say.
Okay, so what areas do you feel that you can contribute to? Are you an accountant, a plumber?
No, actually, what I am is I'm a trainer. I'm a sales trainer. I train salespeople for the automobile industry, as well as I'm a motivational speaker.
Hope to see you at the next meeting.
If I'm in town, I will be there.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
And I would like to thank Glenn. He's going to be one of our trainers, and all the various things we're going to be offering.
Mrs. Jeanette Dry is going to be teaching Microsoft certification for us. Ms. Anita Tilley, professor at Hal Washington College in Chicago, will be teaching our youth how to trade on Wall Street. Ms. Dorrell Nelson will be teaching sewing classes with us. Mrs. Miller will be teaching literacy reading with the children, because literacy is a very important area, and also is math. And so we got to show our children about entrepreneurship. That's a very, very thing. Right now, our children are on the street. They know the importance of having a product, having the need to have repeated customers, and to be consistent at what you're doing. What we need to do is keep them on the sales mode, take that bad product that they have out of their hand, which is called narcotics, and replace that with a moral and a legal product and let them continue to sell. Sales is one of the highest paying jobs in the world. Can you get a job without telling your employee that you're going to be punctual, you're self-motivated? Everything in the world rotates around sales. It has left me almost astounded that more people that's doing rites of passage classes, that's doing mentorship programs, is not pushing entrepreneurship with our children and teaching them the power of sales. You can make all the TVs, you can make all the radios, airplanes, any product you want, or have any service to offer. And if that product or service be sold, it has no intrinsic value, none whatsoever. So this is what we want to get into the minds of our children immediately. This is one of the things Robert Venturio is talking about in his book. What changed his life from growing up a life of normal youth today, growing up with drugs, et cetera, to end up owning businesses on Wall Street? He had to learn first self-discipline. He needed to give his life, his mind, his vision over to something different. And then believed, as he said in his book, he began to learn more about the power of sales, the power of residual income. And as he began to focus on his mind on that, it gave him an opportunity to go sell. Remember, he came out of the street being a drug seller. So when he already knew how to sell. So when he changed his life, this is his story in his book, when he changed his life, he knew how to be competitive. He didn't let rejection. You know, a lot of people try to sell something, somebody tell them no, and then they just give up at that point. He said he heard many no's. People told him he would never be successful. He didn't even have a GED at that point. He went to the Army, went back, started developing his mind. That's what he's pushing it to our children right now, the need to educate themselves and empower themselves with education, that they can address things that they're faced on a day-in and day-out basis. Maybe you want to take another call.
Okay, now let me go back to another one. If you have any questions or comments, just press 1 on your keypad, and we'll get right to you. Let me open up another line here. Oh, 314-97. How you doing, sir? State your name, where you're calling from.
This is David. How you doing, Brother Rob?
How you doing?
I'm okay, sir. Listening into the show and want to commend the gentleman for his enthusiasm and his motivation towards assisting the youth and yourself. It is, of course, vital towards developing these individuals into productive citizens. So I'd like to say I'm just listening in on the different programs and very great. Got to commend you.
Thank you. Let me go back to 216.
Well, one second. That area code was 314. If I'm not mistaken, that call came out of St. Louis.
Yes, that's Captain Hitt. He has a show here on Blog Talk too.
All right, thank you, because as we're doing shows, because I know we are the National Arts and we do concerts and plays all over the country, I definitely want to come to St. Louis, because I used to come to St. Louis a lot, because I used to interact with Catherine Dunham, and as the gentleman know, that just, you just cross up under the dome, and you, I mean, the Golden Crown, and you right there. So Ms. Dunham was in East St. Louis and a legend in history. So I look forward to coming to St. Louis, and my brother and I look forward to working with you as we bring what we're doing to St. Louis, and then you can help me better to meet people and get to meet and do in St. Louis what we're doing here in Chicago and also in the Elgin area. And I thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart for calling in, and I look forward to meeting you. Okay, you can go to the next one.
Erico 216, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you have a state your name, where you're calling from. You have a question or a comment?
My comment is the fact that what National Arts Collaboration Organization came together to do, it takes a collective effort. And for what Chaplain Akbar been doing the work and the network along with the other organization, I think they're doing a marvelous job. I think our key factor is teaching these sales and the sales ability. And this is something that's going to be translating this over to the children, as he said, putting a good product and service within their hand. And we have something that, without a shadow of a doubt, I believe they can do it. And I'm looking forward from working with the whole group, doing the telemarketing, and seeing how we can stretch this not only in Elgin but in the other suburbs. So I'm with the organization 100%.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So what areas are do you work in? What's your occupation?
My occupation, I'm more so like a business developer. I have my hands on quite a few things in connection as far as building, as far as doing marketing with the construction bit, doing the entertainment, on promoting, and quite a few other things I'm really familiar with that I bring the SS to the table in working with the organization.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for calling. On the line, I'm going to leave you up. Stay on the line. We're going to go ahead and go to another caller. That's last four. One. Hello? Okay, 9431, you're on the air. Okay, anyway. Yeah, Brother Akbar, explain a little bit more about the upcoming event.
The upcoming event is on Judson College, and that's at 1151, River West Road. And that's going to be Saturday, May 8th at 3:30 p.m. We have a young man, his name is Jemiah. His stage performing name is Jemiah on Fire. He's 15 years old. He travels around the world performing. He performs with B.B. King, Buddy Guy. And him and his little brother are just fantastic. And their father's a famous a musician himself. And they make a wonderful, wonderful team. We also have Clem singing. Clem Wilson from Second Baptist Church will be performing. We have Rico. Rico Mayor Daly in Chicago just declared it Rico Michael Jackson Day in Chicago every year. He's considered to be the world's greatest impersonator of Michael Jackson. He's going to be performing. Brenda Smith will be performing. Excellent vocalist. She's going to be doing some Phyllis Hyman, some Natalie Cole. And Clarence Chapman is going to be performing. If you close your eyes, you're going to really think Luther Vandross had showed up at the event. That's how much he sounds like Luther. So it's going to be a great, great show. We're awarding a lot of the principals, once again, as I said, in District 131, District 300, U46, and District 301. All the principals and teachers are excited. And most of them stated to me after talking to them that they've never even been awarded. So they were so excited to be given an award, and I think they deserve it because it's not an easy job a lot of times dealing with parents coming up there, you know, and complaining about different things, children being problems. Because a lot of times you got to look at a lot of children going to school, didn't have breakfast in the morning, did not have adequate clothing to wear to school in the winter. And all these factors a teacher have to deal with all this. So it's more than just being a teacher. You've been a therapist and everything else, you know, all in one. So I would like to commend all our teachers and all our principals and all those who make up a school, because it's more than the teacher. The secretary probably did more, hear more things than anybody, because everybody coming to the secretary first.
So that's another thing. We wanted to identify a few secretaries to give an award to show we just not awarding the hierarchy, but we're awarding everybody that makes the school system works, you know, in an adequate fashion. So that's why I'm excited about this show. And as the brother from St. Louis, this is what we do. We do shows. And we take the funding from the show to put it back in the community to help to fund our initiatives and our programs that we have. That's why we tell everybody, please come out and support our efforts and what we're doing. Because when you support us, you're really supporting your children and supporting developing something positive in our community.
Somebody's line was through. Oh, yeah, because it's a really nice thing. As far as some of the youth programs are concerned, you know, explain something about the programs you have in mind.
The youth program, as we stated, Glenn was going to be teaching things on motivation, financial literacy, and Mrs. Durrell is going to, Ms. Nelson is going to be teaching sewing. Mrs. Byer is going to be teaching Microsoft certification. I'm going to be teaching personal development. We got a wonderful curriculum for both male and female. Robert Lanterio has a curriculum with his book. I have a curriculum. We have a call Sankofa, the male curriculum, the male responsibility curriculum. We have a curriculum for the young ladies. It's called Project Butterfly, which is a wonderful, wonderful curriculum we have for them. So I'm very excited about our performing arts that we're doing. Lamont Boyd from Second Baptist Church, who has over a 30-year history of theater, he owned his own theater in California for almost 20-something years, is going to be heading the theater department, and I will be assisting in that area because that's one of my expertise too. I'm extremely excited about one of our youth, Phoebe McHenry, who's starting a female youth performing arts company entitled Beyond Limits Entertainment. And the concept of it, there is no limit to the mind. The mind can go anywhere on the planet Earth instantly. And so I like the title. I like the fact that she targeted young females. Because there's not a lot of young female-orientated theatrical production company. So she's really tapping into some creative areas, some innovative areas, and I believe it's all of our support to get behind our youth when they come up with positive ideas to help foster that idea into a reality. She has my great support, and I'm going to try to connect her with all the artistic directors and people in the field that can help push her in that direction. And as she develops that more, I'm definitely going to use my friendship with Harry Porterfield to try to get her on Someone You Should Know on Channel 2 to try to promote what she's doing, because I think she's on to something with that. And we can be of great assistance. All of us that have art knowledge, we can be behind her in areas she may lack knowledge in and help to train her in those areas and make that project a success. Because the arts has been proven to help children to raise their scores in academia, to lift self-esteem, to make people do critical thinking, aid them in problem solving. It's definitely the arts and music is what? Mathematical. There's seven notes in the music. In order to have a chord, you have to take the first note, the third note, and the fifth note. So all of that is mathematical. So the more they learn about math, even what you're going to be doing, Rob, we ain't mentioned that. The cooking academy, the Culinary Arts Academy that you're going to be doing. How many young people today basically don't know anything about cooking? Everything is from the fast food, restaurant, or out of a box. So what you're going to be doing and with the arts of teaching them how to cook right now is very much needed. Very, very much needed. Because we're cooking, we can do all type of things as far as job and for me.
Yeah. One of the things I like to go ahead and push is your foods and healthier living. Because I see too many people going ahead and they're getting all their meals of fast food or something they just throw water to, and that's really not a good thing for us. You look at just our brief history. We had a much better diet going on, you know, 40, 50 years ago. I was on a show last night where a gentleman was talking about how, as he grew up, they were growing all this stuff. And it makes a lot more sense. But we can create an industry around just going ahead and growing our own stuff. But at the same time, it makes us a lot healthier people. You didn't have a lot of people going ahead and getting really sick. There's somebody on the I got him here on the line. I hope he can go ahead and call in. I mean, chime in, because he's doing something also in the community. Brother Ngozi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, brother.
I want you to go ahead and explain, because you're in Chicago. I want you to explain what you're doing in the community.
Well, I have the Black Hawk Regime. We get together every month, and we feed the poor. We also have a spiritual enlightenment class that I'm getting ready to open up, teaching African spirituality, the basic fundamental principles. But both, basically, we really focus on feeding the poor. And we are right here on Sacramento, on the west side of Chicago. And we also have a demonstration going on now, and I just linked up with the brother with the USBN, who's on the south side of Chicago. We're going to start passing out our flyers to these in these neighborhoods, walking around passing out our flyers to contact with these brothers out here who calling for these blocks, these gang leaders. We're going to start trying to communicate with them to stop the violence in our communities on the west side and the south side. So we'll be doing that real soon.
Yeah, we need to work with you. We need to work with you as much as possible because that's a necessity. Because you got these young warriors out here really don't know what they're fighting for. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
I would like to commend Ngozi on what he's doing. Ngozi is one of our aspiring young men who's doing a lot of positive things. He has a group of young men. There's one elder with them. But most of them are in the age range, about 18, 20-something, Ngozi, if I'm not mistaken. They're taking their own money every month out of their own pockets and feeding homeless people, feeding people that are hungry. This is our youth doing this. They are a sign for what all of us should be doing. I can't wait to work with you. You have inspired me as being a group of young men coming together, trying to say enough is enough, and taking the responsibility. Once again, we cannot wait on stimulus money. We got to take the initiative on our own to get out here and try to curtail as much of this madness as we can. But that the more we grow, as he was talking about going on a spiritual journey, when you look at the cross in Christianity, the cross grows up, then it goes out. So we got to grow upward in our consciousness. And when we grow in our consciousness, then we can go out into the community. But we first got to come into some level of consciousness, who we are, where we come from, and all that before we can go and lead our children. And you are an inspiration to me to see young people going back in the community and trying to do something. And I look forward to networking with you and the group. And I think we got a meet schedule coming up soon. And I look forward to that meeting. To the group, yes, and sitting down working with you all and all we can do to help you in feeding the homeless and also addressing issues on the streets. Once again, because I work with almost all the gang leaders in jail, and I had a chance to talk to thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of gang members, and we've talked about all types of subjects, how to get out. A lot of times you say, I might want to walk away. In their language, they say, who got my back? Are the ministers going to step out of the church? Are the business people going to step outside of the white-collar jobs to step out there and say, we got your back. We will support you in your transition and trying to get away. Because a lot of these young organizations don't want those young brothers to walk away. They call, in their language, you up for a violation at that point. But as they say, you may get 100 to the head, no cover. So what we have to do is how do we put together a comprehensive plan? And that's why we created the Peace Protocol that we're getting ready to introduce first to the brothers and sisters on the street, but we want to then start training these institutions on how to go out and address the things in society. Because in the county jail, I used to have to train the officers how to interact with our inmates. And so we need to be doing the same thing out here, training school teachers. I got a wonderful curriculum that I take in the school. It's called Taking Back Your Classroom. Because almost right now, a lot of the teachers are hostage in their own classroom. So what we have to do is show them how to systematically, intelligently, and with wisdom, how to touch the minds and the consciousness and the hearts of our young people. Our young people are not bad. A lot of times people say they'll kill bricks and set water on fire, but once you understand their heart, and when they feel you, and they know you sincere, you'll get their attention. But if you ain't got nothing to offer,
If you tell them to come do what? I want you to stop selling drugs to come work in McDonald's. Now, is that a bad work or bad thing? No. The reality is, how many people you think are, even though they're not making really a lot of money, but how many people you think are going to stop doing that to go work at McDonald's? That's why I keep telling everybody, we have to come up with our own economic plan for the salvation of our children. When they see that you can develop something, you got their attention, then they'll follow you. But if you can't create nothing, why should they follow us if we can't create anything? So those are the things why I bring in people like Mr. Glenn, Mr. McHenry to come in, and other people, teach them how to sew. If you can sew, you can make your own clothes. You don't have to wear Gloria Vanderbilt. Put your own name on your pants. Put your own name on your shoes. Start our own gym shoes. We can go places and get the same thing they're doing. We're just as intelligent as anybody else. As Marcus Garvey says, fuck you, mighty people. You can accomplish what you will. But we have to have the will to do something different. And I'd like to thank everybody, as I said, for coming on the call tonight, because I think we were going in on a close out time. No, we're not. So, I was just
like
to thank
everybody. Everybody's line is open. Any comments or questions? Brother Ngozi, I really look forward to working with you because I want to go ahead and do some stuff. Go ahead looking at how I grew up and the stuff I went through in my life early on, and then like what I see with a lot of young people right now, with a lot of my young relatives and their friends. It's like it's not to say that they're lost. It's like it's just misguided, and they're guided into that wrong direction. We're trying to go ahead and save them from going ahead. Winding up going ahead and dealing with the chaplain while he on the inside. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I really, really, really look for you. That's why I'm happy that you called me.
Yeah, we definitely going to get this on the road. But right now, you know, a two-year-old baby just got killed on the south side, and we're trying to really, really get these flyers out and talk to these brothers who call it for these neighborhoods. Since, you know, and we need to show them how they're damaging the neighborhoods, and the more they act a fool, the more they give the policy man, which is the police, to control our neighborhood. So we want to show them what they're doing and how it affects our community when they act ignorant like that, because all these young brothers want to do it. I'm only 20. I just turned 25 on the 16th of April, and all they want is somebody to listen to them. If they got somebody to listen to them, we can change a lot. We can change a whole lot, because I hear what these young brothers want, and I know what they desire.
And you're right on the money, and that's why I look forward to meeting with you, because you are definitely right on the money. And you got the right spirit, and you got your heart is in the right place. It's our responsibility, the elders, to get around you and try to help you to achieve your goal, just like I want to work with Phoebe to have the performing arts come out. I want to work with you to make your mission successful. I know you ain't doing this looking for self-aggrandizement or acknowledgement and stuff for what you're doing. Your heart is in the right place. Because your heart is in the right place, I want to get behind you to help you be successful in developing the program and making your program that you want to put together for yourself and in the west side of Chicago, because the west side of Chicago needs it. Because I originally grew up on the west side of Chicago.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, Robert, they ain't got no more calls, and we can just get back. And our next date will be when? For the call, we can have people to call in. I don't know. If not, we'll make sure everybody gets a. Yeah. I know we'll be back next Thursday. I think that is right. It's going to be, if I'm not mistaken, Rob, correct me if I'm wrong, this show is going to be every Thursday. Is Rob still with us?
I'm still here.
Okay, so then it'll be next Thursday, same time. Am I right or wrong?
Hey, well, wrong. I say wrong. There's a way we can go ahead and do this in between. I'm doing another show with the other brother from St. Louis. So I'm helping him with his show right now.
Okay.
And we can go ahead and schedule it. We'll put it together. We'll put it together. But right now, I figure maybe Tuesday and Thursday, we can do it a couple of times a week because this message has to be put out there.
Mm-hmm. That'll be fine.
Anybody on the line have any questions or comments? No one? Everybody's just listening? All right. I know that Brother Akbar, that you're kind of pressed for time, so we're going to go ahead and session. But you got any final comments or questions in the commentary?
No, just thank you, everybody, for coming out. And tell everybody, just tell some friends about the show. The show is going to be fabulous, and it's for a worthy cause. And if we work together, I think we can accomplish a lot.
That show is at Judson University. It's
correct.
Route 1 and 90.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can see it once you get off the once you get off I-90, you hit, and you can see it. It's going to be on the left, and it's a very big place, very big.
That's going to be at Hendrick Chapel, right? The Hendrick Chapel?
Correct.
What is that again?
No, he was saying where it's going to be. We're at on the college campus. I told him he was right. He said at the Hendrick Chapel, and that's where it's going to be held at.
Okay. All right. Well, if anybody doesn't have anything else to say, any more comments or any more anything to say, we're going to go ahead and end this show right now. Because Brother Akbar is pressed for time, and something just came up in my life.
I just want to say I will be starting the African Spiritual Classes real soon. So y'all can check me out on asadcircle@yahoo.com to learn African culture classes.
Okay. Brother, you know what? There's a way we're going to have to hook up so we can go ahead, and I make sure I can go ahead and get my commentary.
Okay. Whenever.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for calling. You know, it's been a great show. This is the first of many to come. And I hope everybody can make it to the event May 8th. Again, thank you.